Freedom of religion is thought of by most, at least in America, as one of the most important embraced rights and liberties. Religious texts call on us to practice our faith openly so as to bring the light, love, wisdom of God to others. That troubles some people. When those people are in a seat of authority, a conflict can be the result, much like what is happening right now in Fairfield, New Jersey. That's where a condominium association ordered a couple to remove their figurine of the Virgin Mary, even though other religious displays are, at least at this point, being permitted. My first guest today joins us to review this matter from a legal aspect. He's special counsel with the Thomas More Society, Christopher Ferraro. Thank you for being here today, sir.
Thanks for the invitation. Happy to be here.
And the website for the Thomas More Society is thomasmore, M-O-R-E, society.org. We have the link over at our page. So give us the background about, and this has been, I guess, technically an ongoing situation that's finally come to a one side versus other confrontation, so to speak.
Well, it began about 5 years ago when a condominium association was purporting to enforce a community rule, and associations with condominium owners have rules. And the rule says that you are not allowed to affix or place things on the outside of your unit, which can be reasonable, depends upon what you're talking about, though. So, in other words, they don't want big flags hanging off from windows or things of that nature which cause visual blight. That's a reasonable interpretation. But in this case, the board decided that a figurine 18 inches tall on the front porch by a pillar holding up the rain screen was a violation of the rule. But that rule has not been consistently enforced. So mezuzahs, which we have no problem with, client actually defends the placement of mezuzahs, are affixed to the door frames of a couple of units at least. And the mezuzah is a symbol of the Jewish faith, and it contains sacred scriptures, and it's a sign of belief. Well, so is the figurine of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which really shouldn't bother anybody. But the board decreed that that was a violation of the rule, and they fined my clients, the co-owners of the unit, back in 2015. We had an alternate dispute resolution session with three members of the community forming a committee. We met behind closed doors in an office, and the committee of three said, well, this rule's kind of ambiguous. And if it's ambiguous, the one who drafted it, which is the association, should have that rule construed against it and in favor of my clients. And so she and her co-owner shouldn't be penalized for this statute, and the fine should be rescinded. And the statue should be permitted to be placed by this pillar on the front porch. We agreed to that, but the board shot it down and insisted on the fines. The amount of those fines has varied from $750 to $1,200. We really can't figure out what the actual amount is.
Well, I want to stop you there for a second, because isn't there something going on the financial side, too, where they've started to take the fines out of the association dues that the couple's paying, and there's a question about where that money is winding up?
Well, that's why this whole thing erupted again. Because what happened after the failed attempt to resolve this in 2015 is it went on the back burner. My client took the statue off the porch. She couldn't deal with it emotionally at that point. And then in 2018, her son passed away because of an adverse drug reaction. He was taking some medication prescribed for a condition he had. And he had some kind of idiopathic reaction, I believe, and he just suddenly died from this medication. So that statue, poignantly enough, it was actually a gift to her son when he was in the second grade at the local Catholic school. They were renovating the church, and the parish priest gave him this statue, and it was his prized possession. It's been in the family since 2000, 20 years. So the controversy erupted again because in Christmas Eve just passed, our clients decided to put the statue out again on the porch. But before they did that, they asked permission from the board. And the managing agent said that the mere expression of the intent to put the statue on the porch had incurred another fine. And at that point, the controversy erupted again, because then they got notification that although the fines that had been imposed in 2015 my clients assumed being carried on the books but not paid because of the protest, managing agent said, oh, well, you might have had that assumption, but now we're telling you that the monthly maintenance payments that you made with coupons will be applied to these fines. So now you're 2 months behind in your maintenance. And throughout the five-year period, because of the fines being on the record, they were held to be not in good standing. They couldn't vote in any of the association affairs. They were basically non-citizens within this condominium association community. So now that they're doing this again, as of the Christmas season 2019, and now that they're improperly debiting their maintenance fees to create a two-month arrear that doesn't exist, the clients have had enough. They've had enough, so they contacted me. We sent a demand letter, and we noted the state of New Jersey law and also federal law. And also, this is a national issue. At least five states have actually had to amend their condominium acts to prevent this kind of religious discrimination. Usually it arises with mezuzahs. People want to affix them to their door frames if they're members of the Jewish faith, and the condominium association says no, and that resulted in litigation or threats of litigation, and five states have amended their condominium acts accordingly to forbid this kind of religious discrimination. And it should apply equally to other forms of religious observance that don't really offend anybody and don't harm the community in any way.
And unsightly. It's not like some of these. I know there's some Christmas nativity decorations that you can put in the front yard where the figurines are literally life-size. That's not the case here.
No. And as I said earlier, the rule has been inconsistently enforced. There's all kinds of things hanging from the fronts of units, wind chimes, potted plants. There are Santa statues. There's an angel. At one point, there were pineapples. There's all kinds of things in the fronts of units. Little things, nothing very obtrusive, that people want to put out there to customize their unit, give it something, an appearance that they find pleasing. Nothing wrong with that. So the rule is not being consistently applied. The whole purpose of the application of this rule in this case is to keep the statue off the front porch. It's that simple.
Oh, Christopher Ferraro, attorney with the Thomas More Society, ThomasMoreSociety.org is the website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at this from a devil's advocate, or maybe in the shoes of the person listening who might not be aware of certain things, I just want to just clarify or fine-tune things. Is there any personality conflict between your client and any or all of the members of the board that creates this unfair treatment?
Well, there is now, but only because of the original controversy over the statute.
But before anything started, they weren't butting heads about anything, or, you know, there wasn't some personality disagreement or argument, or they didn't bump into each other's car in the supermarket or whatever the case may be.
No, the whole thing began with one particular neighbor objecting to the statue, which was followed by the board's attempt to prohibit and fine the placement of this little figurine. And after that, of course, then bad blood did develop. And there are other things the association has done, and I won't go into here, that indicate this animus, which originates with an act of religious discrimination that is continuing to this day. Now, having said all that, they have a very reasonable attorney. The demand letter has been received. We're discussing the possibility of settlement, and I'm just hoping that the board is as reasonable as the attorney that they have retained in this matter. Hopefully we can settle this.
Now, within the property of the community, what would be defined as the right time of year, are Christmas decorations outdoors allowed?
They allow certain holiday displays for a limited period of time, but they won't allow the Virgin Mary statue even as a holiday display.
So that's
another example of religious discrimination. Apparently you can get away with a wreath or some lights during the holiday season, and also apparently a Santa. But you must never put the Virgin Mary statue, 18 inches tall, near the pillar by your porch, because that's a violation, according to their shifting, inconsistent, and completely ridiculous interpretation of this rule. And as I said, this is a problem across the country. Condo associations act like governments.
It's almost like they secede from the states that they're in.
Well, yeah, one term for this is a minarchy. It's a minimalist kind of government. Some of these libertarians think we could have gated communities instead of governments, but I tell you something. The boards who run these gated communities can be more tyrannical than any so-called regular government. It's a big problem in condominium associations. So this is not unique to this particular development. It's happening in other places. You give people some power, and sometimes it's abused.
But as far if you look at it as far as the law books and court precedent is concerned, do you feel confident that there's enough in the past to prove that the present situation is wrong?
Well, we believe there's overwhelming evidence of a religiously discriminatory intent. And New Jersey has a fairly unique approach to condominium associations. The courts in New Jersey have recognized that these common associations, which are worlds within a world, have certain restraints imposed by the New Jersey Constitution, not the federal Constitution, which only applies to public entities. But under the New Jersey Constitution, these private associations, when they exercise quasi-governmental authority, like condominium boards, if they oppress freedom of expression unreasonably, then there could be a right under the New Jersey Constitution. But then there's also a potential cause of action under the law against discrimination, which affects private entities that engage in religiously discriminatory practices. And then also there is the Federal Fair Housing Act. And there's also a section of the Condominium Act, which the Supreme Court of New Jersey has construed to give rise to a claim for breach of free speech rights when the condominium doesn't act for the common good of the community, when the association doesn't act for the common good of the community. So there are numerous potential causes of action that we believe are sustainable here.
And to follow along how this case develops, you can certainly find it at the website for the Thomas More Society. That's Thomas More, M-O-R-E, society.org. And this sounds like if you have a situation as well that sounds similar to this, or you can also see some of the other situations and cases that the Thomas More Society takes under advisement. You can contact them through the website as well. Christopher Ferrara, thanks so much for educating us on what is a rather annoying yet interesting issue, because I guess it shows where sometimes some associations think that their wants and their rules supersede the U.S. Constitution. That's just not the way it's supposed to work, is it?
Well, even if the federal constitution doesn't apply in this case, because it's a private association, there are rights under the New Jersey Constitution, New Jersey law, and the Federal Fair Housing Act. So, yeah, there's a problem here. It's not confined to this particular couple of co-owners. As I said, it's a national problem arising within these associations involving religious discrimination.
Once again, Christopher Ferrara, thanks again for being here.
You're welcome.